producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little cherubs, here's the deal. Let me be incredibly, overwhelmingly, heartfelt, fundamentally, I'm trying to think how many more adverbs or adjectives I can put in this sentence, honest with you, which basically I always am. Today, Shane was not feeling well yesterday. He's out today. This is the day before not only Thanksgiving in America, I know, but we're desperately trying to switch it to the Canadian Thanksgiving, which is in October. But for this year, it's in November. It's the day before. This whole week has been kind of a holiday-esque week in that a lot of people are sort of off or all sorts of things going on. But I'm perfectly healthy. I'm here. It's not a vacation. So I have been on the phone since 7 o'clock Minneapolis time, 8 o'clock New York time, saying to somebody, I need a producer. I can't do this by myself. And I could actually do the talking by myself. I suppose if I had to, I could talk solid for 3 hours, which would be a little difficult on my throat and probably not very interesting to you guys, but it's doable. But I don't have access to the commercials, to the breaks, to actually even being able to turn on my own microphone. So I've been on the phone. And a lot of people have taken the day off. But I got to tell you, I have two heroes for whom I am incredibly grateful, even more so, which is I couldn't get a hold of anybody early today except I know the inside number to talk to the producer who was doing whoever the show is at the time that I call, whose name is Scott. Now, Scott, understand, it's early in the morning. He's doing a show. He's probably trying to get out of here as much as everybody else. And here he gets a call from hysterical host saying, I need a producer. And God bless Scott. I mean, he's doing another show. He actually said, wait a minute, Joy. All right, you're live to the person he was dealing with. So Scott, bless his heart, started making some phone calls for me. He actually had Manny. He called Manny, and Manny called and said, I can't do this. I got another job today. And I said, I kind of suspected that. I call Scott back. Scott gets a hold of James. Now, James' primary responsibility is not being a producer. James has serious responsibilities, and because it's a holiday, James has got all sorts of extra work to do. And I said, James, please. So everybody, when you call today, and you better call today, folks, 855-99-37569. When James answers the phone and says, what's your question for Dr. Brown? Say, James, we love you. Thank you. Because James is the reason, between Scott and James, they are the reasons I'm on the air today. You know, when they say it takes a village, it at least takes one talent and one producer. And in the long run, the producer is probably more important than the talent because, in theory, they could put one of my old shows up. So let's all hear it for James. Yay, James. All right, now, that's part one. Part two is you guys, because I've got 3 hours to do today, and I fought like crazy to make sure I was on the air today, because as my mom says, honey, Thanksgiving is a stressful holiday. So I'm here to deal with your questions about whatever it is you want to talk about. As far as I'm concerned, you can call up and talk about whether you want white meat or dark meat, you know, whether you like cranberry jelly or cranberry sauce. I don't care what you call up and talk about today. You can actually talk about politics if you want, although we kind of covered Ferguson yesterday. And there were protests all over the country. There was one here, which was very peaceful. Did stop traffic on the FDR for an hour, which is pretty interesting. I think there were two arrests out of like a gazillion people. New Yorkers are pretty good and about protesting but not rioting. You know, been there, done that. So the deal is, first of all, that I thought what we'd cover today is what you're grateful for. We've got some Facebook responses. But folks out there listening, This is, if there was ever a day that you were thinking about calling, today should be the day, because James is going to do my program, but he has some other responsibilities as well, so he can't really participate in the way that he does when he fills in for me, when he fills in for Shane, or the way Shane does. So, folks, it's you and me, but do, when you call, thank James greatly. We can't, Scott hopefully is home pretending I was a nightmare, that if he wakes up, he'll be okay. So this is a great day to call, 855-99-DR-JOY. And to make it even more heartfelt, this is me pulling on your heartstrings. So I was up really early this morning. I know 8 o'clock may not seem early to you, but I'm kind of a late day, late night person. I wasn't when I used to be on the air from 9 to noon. I was up every morning at 6:30 or 7 because I was at the office by 7:30. I can get dressed in the morning faster than anybody you ever met when it's a choice between getting dressed and sleeping. So, anyway, I don't have to do that anymore, and I'm up later at night, so 8 o'clock in the morning on the phone is early for me. So it also turns out I have a Metro card that is attached to my credit card, and someone hacked my credit card again. This is twice in a little over a month. And they didn't steal the credit card. I have the credit card. And apparently this is not an uncommon phenomenon, is people just capture the number. And so they can make a new credit card. So I don't even understand what it is. And to make things a little worse, my old credit card that they hacked had my picture on it. So, and when they sent me the replacement card, didn't have a picture, and I said, what's going on? They said, we don't do that anymore because no one checks it. Anyway, so that's attached to my Metro card. So I tried to use my Metro card yesterday. No, you couldn't. That didn't work. So I had to go over there, and I was on the phone yesterday. You heard me whining about voicemail things, that I was on the phone probably for a total of 4 hours and never did get through. So I trudged over there early. So Minneapolis, MetroCard, what else? I had to deal with the cable company this morning. There was one other thing. Oh, I know. To top it all off. Are you ready for this? This is kind of feeling like I must have been a cockroach in an earlier life, or maybe I deserve to be one this one. I get in the elevator, and I press ground, and it does that little, for those of you who've been in elevators, it does a little bounce and then stops, and all the lights flicker, and then all the lights on the board where you press the floor go out. So I actually, what I did, being an engineer, I tend not to panic. That's not true when I'm in an elevator. But I just started pushing buttons, figuring I got the thing started again. When I came back from dealing with the MetroCard people, that was the elevator that came, and I thought, I'm not getting, I've already given it one shot, I'm not going to give it two. So then I got in the other elevator. All right, so that's my story so far. Hopefully I brought tears to all of your eyes. I am incredibly grateful for James today and for Scott being the kind of wingman as well. And what I'm really intending to be really grateful for is all of your phone calls, calling up and telling me what's going on with you. And as far as I'm concerned, all bets are off today. I know we usually say you can only call like once a month, and basically I'm a psychologist, so we'd have you call about things psychological. Today, I don't care what you're all about. Just call, because I felt like crazy to be on the air today. James has got some other things that he needs to do during the time of the program. But so it's you and me, kids. 855-993-7569. I'll tell you what else we're going to do today, which is movies and theater. Because tomorrow's a holiday, and I know a lot of you are planning to offset your turkey overload, which makes you sleepy. Did you know that? Yeah, it does. Turkey itself, not only the overeating, but the turkey itself. So for those of you who are looking to find a movie, I'll give you some lowdown about that. So anything at all that's on your mind, 855-99-DR-JOY. And again, now what you're grateful for, we'll start with. We'll also talk about movies and theater. And James, do you want to say hello to folks so they know that you're real?
I am real.
and busy and incredibly a charming man. His karmic money in the bank has just gone off the scale. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LaSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LaSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LaSig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with LaSig.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, folks, this is a great day to do it. Come and be cozy with me in front of... Actually, we don't have a fire in the fireplace, but I think metaphorically we do, and James is here. James, do you have anything that you want to be grateful for except that you don't have to deal with me every day?
Oh, you're not that bad.
Oh, well, thank you.
I don't know. I'm grateful for a lot of things, so it's hard to, you know, kind of...
Well, you already told me one of the things you're grateful for.
Well, I'll just go with my fiancé then.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
she didn't even mention that. That's great. When are you planning to get married?
2016. Put it out there. She's still finishing up some of her degrees, so we don't want to do the wedding planning while she's finishing up school. So.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, and we'll talk about maybe eloping and using that money for a down payment on a house.
Oh, a few members of the family who've done that have kind of put out there.
yeah, it's one of those things. Although, you know, as girls, we've been brought up since the cradle to think about the white wedding gown, so you may have a bit of an argument there.
Definitely.
Anyway, all right, so what people are grateful for. James also mentioned he was grateful he lives in a small apartment because then no one wants to come to his house, so he doesn't have to cook. He gets to go to people who have big houses, which I think is great.
Yeah.
I talked to my mother this morning, and I said, where are you going for? I actually knew where she was going for Thanksgiving, but Mom's at an age where we sort of ask questions to which she knows the answer, so she sort of, you know, uses her memory as much as possible. And we talked about it. I said, well, Mom, you know, you should be grateful any place you go because you don't have to do the cooking. She says, or the cleaning up afterwards. And I said, or the cleaning up before, an unknown concept to my mother. My mother's favorite comment when we were growing up as kids and as her as a housekeeper was, lousy kids eating again. So my mother is not going to give Martha Stewart trouble for any particular reason anytime soon. No competition there. So what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for James and Scott today. I got to tell you that. I'm grateful for the program. So I met with a friend yesterday, or day before yesterday, I guess, who is starting her own business and wants me to do some stuff with her. And part of what she does is kind of long-term strategic planning, which is, you know, is always a good thing. And she said, what do you want? You know, what do you want to do? And I said, well, what I'm doing. You know, I really love doing the program. There are days where I think, wine. But folks, look, I've been on the phone for 4 solid hours to make sure I could be on the air today. So that tells you something. Obsession, I suppose. All right, so I'm very grateful to be able to do this. I'm grateful that my kid's healthy. I'm grateful for the usual things. But I'm also very grateful for Scott and James today. All right, let's see what other people are grateful for. And I told James that if he would come and help me today, that I would take care of the stuff on Facebook so he could kind of do some other things. Because he has some serious stuff he has to get done today. And so I said, look, I'll give you minimal responsibilities on my program so you can do what you have to do because you're helping me do what I'd like to do. All right, so we're talking about what are you grateful for and why. And Ella says, my husband, a definite keeper and always has been. My kids, who have turned into amazing young adults. My parents, who did a wonderful job loving me. My mother-in-law, who brought up my husband to be who he is. My brother and sister-in-law, who are best friends I have. And Dr. Joy, who gives me something to do when I can't sleep at night. Well, thank you. But it sounds like you're one of those people that does what the song says, which is you count your blessings instead of sheep. So good for you. Teresa says, getting a cold one day after I get home from my holiday. Good timing. That is good timing. You know, who wants to be sick on your holiday, right? You want to be sick on your sick days. Margaret says, I'm grateful for getting to meet my sister Jamie on your program 15 years ago, November 3rd. I remember that. I love her so very much and appreciate the opportunity you presented to us. Thank you, Dr. Joy. Do you know, I remember that. I had a TV show, and we dealt with, what was Todd's last name? I'll think of it in a minute. I think it was called People Finders. And he and I worked together to reunite people, and it was really fun. It was really great. Margaret, thank you for remembering. My goodness, 15 years ago. Becky says so many things, but our oldest daughter is pregnant with our first grandchild, and we cannot wait to meet her in February. So I guess we know the sex of the child already. How cool is that? I mean, I was of the generation that you actually could tell, I guess, you know, what this, you've been able to tell for a while, the sex of the child. And I was one of the ones who opted not to know. I don't know why, you know, because as someone points out, if your technician knows, why shouldn't you? I guess I'd just as soon be surprised. We picked out two names. Part of it is I was convinced that my daughter was a boy, which needless to say, she was not. But, Amy says, this is a great one. This will bring tears to your eyes, I think. Amy says, I got the life I'd hoped for as a child. That's very cool. You know, I suppose I didn't hope for very much as a child. My life is so much better than I ever could have envisioned for myself that it's startling. It's just, it's so completely different. You know, I was thinking about the other day, in with respect, I'm trying to remember exactly what, maybe just living in, you know, in New York City, which I never anticipated. I mean, as I said, I was born in New Orleans. I grew up in Denver. I went to school in Houston, went to grade school, medical school in Boston, and lived in San Francisco. And the idea of living in New York, I remember bringing my daughter here for a Christmas present one year. I said, do you want a fancy doll or a trip to New York? And so, of course, she said both. And so, of course, she got both. But I remember bringing her here, and just because we lived in Boston, and we just took the shuttle down, because I just thought it would. I was here, I guess, when I was just about her age. I hadn't really thought about it to this moment, but I was in junior high school in Denver, and we sold enough who knows what to come to Washington and New York. We went to the White House, and then we came to New York, and I remember dropping water balloons out the window of a hotel onto people in convertibles. It's not clear why I wasn't arrested much earlier in my career, but I thought New York was just fantastic. I mean, I remember going to the UN, and again, there is something wrong about remembering water balloons, but nevertheless, and as I said, I don't think I sort of consciously understood that I was bringing her to New York at about the same time. But she, of course, what she loved best was room service. She thought that was just very groovy. It's hard to argue with that. And somebody coming and making your bed in a hotel and bringing you food and then taking it away, you don't have to do dishes. It was great. And I remember my kid at the time, and she was about 11 or 12, saying, Mom, do you hear what New York is saying to you? Come here, Dr. Brown, come here. And so she envisioned it for me. I really didn't. So, and I always assumed I'd be living, I guess, in the suburbs, probably in Denver, you know, with four kids and teaching junior high school or something, or high school. So my life has turned out a lot different than I expected. And I never would have dared. It wasn't even that I saw a life and thought, I can't have that. I never saw it. I didn't even know you could be a psychologist. You know, when I figured that out, I thought, oh, I can do that. Nidra says, my family. Murad says, I'm grateful for being healthy and listening to Dr. Brown. Well, bless you guys. All right, so let's hear from you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts, None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, today is going to be a day that is probably going to have minimal waiting and maximum appreciation. And make sure you give James all your love because he's warm on today. And in case that you're listening and saying, well, she's probably on tape. I'm not. This is live. Whiny, but live. Troy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How am I going to help?
Well, I have a good dilemma, I suppose. My husband and I live in a very expensive city in the United States, and we are considering selling our place and moving to Europe.
Okay.
But it's really scary to me, and I guess I just wanted some help and or guidance in making a decision.
Okay. How old are you and how old your husband?
I'm 47 and my husband is 54.
Do we have a particular, how long have you guys been together?
21 years.
Wow. No kids?
No kids, no.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I work for the school system.
And what does he do?
He's a nurse.
Okay. What country were you thinking of?
France.
Do either of you speak French?
Yes, we both speak French. We both used to live there you know, over 20 years ago. So we're both, you know, I'm pretty fluent in French, and he speaks French. So and we have family and friends there, so we've always sort of wanted to go there.
Yeah. What's the longest, when you lived there before, were the two of you together when you lived there before?
No, we lived there at the same time, but we didn't know each other.
Kismet, huh? Meant to be.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I lived there, let's see, from 1988 until 1993.
Okay, so 5 years.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular city in mind?
Paris, yeah. I mean, everything's ideal.
Mais oui, sur tout mon.
We have a friend who owns an apartment building in Paris, and you know, we stay there temporarily until we get our own place.
Great. Do you own your own home? Where do you live now?
San Francisco.
Wow, okay. Do you own your own home? You rent? What's the story?
We own in San Francisco, and San Francisco is incredibly expensive right now.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
So, you know, we got this bug in our ear last summer thinking, well, you know, we could sell and we could move. We always sort of wanted to live in
France. All right, let me suggest something that might be a little less scary and may make it the decision a little less difficult, which is in San Francisco, when things are expensive, which is most of the time, that rentals are very high as well. I know that the real estate is high, but rentals in particular. What I would probably do if I were in your shoes right now, are both of you planning to work when you move to Paris?
Well, that's another little dilemma that we have that I kind of wanted to, you know, get your opinion about. I mean, yeah, we thought about the, you know, renting it out, trying it out, see what we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain factors, renting in San Francisco, being a landlord in San Francisco.
Yeah.
There are all these, you know, a lot of tenants' rights and
advantageous. Yeah, I know that having lived there and so, but still, what you need to do is get a good real estate agent who will do the appropriate vetting as much as possible on a tenant, keep an eye on the property. It may even be worth getting, paying some minor amount of money, as to have somebody manage the property for you, which will collect the rent and make sure that they're not trashing things and,
Right.
But the question though is, I mean, that again, even if the difference between, and of course no one has a crystal ball, but the difference between what you'd probably sell it for today and what you'd sell it for a year from today is probably not going to be significantly different. It may go up a little bit, it may go down a little bit, number one. Number two, if the rent is significant enough, it may not make any difference. Number three, what was number three? Number three, you could put it on the market at a somewhat inflated price, and if it sells, then the universe is saying sell it, and you could always buy again. But so I think that let's divide this into several different parts. It sounds like, first of all, you speak the language, check. You have the city, and you have some network there, check.
Yeah.
The question is selling your place, and the advantage is, you know, I'd put it on the market but rent it in the meantime and give somebody an option to buy. And so then if you get an inflated price, if you put it on the market for 10 or 15% more than you think it's worth and it sells, ta-da! Because you have that, you know, I mean, then the universe is telling you. Yeah, and in the meantime, I would probably try to find a job at least part-time before you go, because that'll give you both a way of sort of fitting in as opposed to being a tourist forever. You can always decide that the two of you have enough shekels to retire if you want, but it also gives you connections, which I think are very helpful if you're moving to a place that you haven't lived before. So the real estate thing, I would probably, I'd talk with a real estate agent, get some idea about what it's worth, put it on the market immediately for more than it's worth, with the, you know, and maybe rental as well, find out what you can get, because if you can rent it for more than your carrying charges every month, you're going to have a positive cash flow, and see about getting some kind of even temporary work for both of you in Paris. I think your husband may have an easier time, but presumably both of you could. And then go. I mean, what do you have to lose? If you hate it, you can come back.
I guess that's the thing. I mean, my husband's much more adventurous than I am, so I'm a little
I'm setting it up so that there's essentially no downside, that you don't have to make a permanent decision. You have a positive cash flow in terms of money. You don't have to wait on selling the place. You have somebody who'll keep an eye on things so nobody's going to trash your real estate investment. You have people over there, and you get some kind of job, so there's really essentially no downside to it. That if you love it, that the house is already on the market. You already have a real estate agent you trust. You don't even have to come back. You can sell it either furnished or unfurnished, and somebody will come in and take the furniture for you. If you hate it, you can come back, and you've still got your place. If you have, if you've got a positive cash flow on this side of the Atlantic because you either sold it at a premium or you're renting it for more than it costs you, you've got a job there, so you've got some income coming in there. So there's essentially no risk. All you have to do is decide if you like it or you don't like it.
Yeah, I think when I look at it, I see all these risks.
What are the risks that you see?
I think just not having the amount of money that we have.
Well, but that's why I sort of started there. If you have a positive cash flow, that Paris is probably not. I mean, certainly the euro is doing better than the dollar. But if you're that I don't, you could probably find places in Paris that are certainly not any more expensive than San Francisco, and probably some less. And it's a worthwhile thing to check out. Find out what apartments rent for, what food costs on average, what the electricity bills are. I mean, find it out. If the issue is my monthly nut may be higher, then maybe the thing to do is figure out what the difference is and see if part of that can be absorbed by a rent in San Francisco. But that's why you need to have a job, so you don't have to worry about money going out and nothing coming back in. What's number two in terms of the scaries?
I think that's another consideration I'm thinking of. You know, I don't know if I could do the same job I do here there. So I'd have to do something else.
But you don't know that until you've tried. And it may be that there are enough people that maybe you give lessons in English, or maybe you're attached to the embassy, or maybe you sort of get on a whatever the equivalent of GoDaddy. It's not GoDaddy. What is it? I guess GoDaddy is one of them. No, GoDaddy is the internet. Whatever the job, everybody's finding jobs on the internet anyway. Do a little research and find out what kind of jobs are available. Listen, Troy, what you've got here is not really a decision about moving or not moving. What you have is somebody who's risk aversive and one who takes risks. And so if you're a risk aversive person, which clearly you are, then what you do is make a list of all your fears very specifically, and then you knock them down one by one. And you don't do this for your partner. You do it for yourself so that you feel either there's a legitimate issue here, or that if we're not clearing $3,000 a month, we're going to be in trouble. So you can talk specifics rather than boogeymen. Boogeymen are not helpful to relationships.
That's what I think I've been doing. It's the
boogeyman. I know, darling. I know. Yeah. I got that. Yeah. So make up a list, because we've gone through. That's why I started with economics, because that's the scary part, even for people who are not risk aversive, that you don't want to walk into a situation where you're going to get completely blindsided by the fact you've got no money, honey. So sit down with the list, and your partner will be thrilled with you. And not only will your partner be thrilled, you'll be thrilled with yourself. All right? Let me put you on hold. If there are any other questions, I'll come back and answer them. If not, bon voyage. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, let's see, what I'm trying to find here is my Facebook. There we go. All right, so we'll finish up with some gratitude. As I said, I'm grateful for gobs of things, and I am live today, in case you're worried about it. And today, just because it's kind of a strange day, you may get a little more time with me than ordinarily, so not a bad time to call 855-99-DR-JOY, and I will cover both movies and theater for you in the coming 2 hours. Let's see. Jen says, grateful for just waking up healthy. Why? Well, I don't even know that we need to ask why. Because the alternatives can be worse. Grateful for low expectations. Amen. A day on this side of the grass, good day. Thumbs up. Yay. Carol says, my kids. She actually says, my children. Some people object to the term kids. Clearly I don't. They help me to grow as a person. That's a good point, isn't it? We really do, I think, need to put somebody else first. We sort of put our own childhood in perspective. We put our own feelings about our parents in perspective. They taught me to develop patience, which I never had. They brought out my good side. Well, good for you. I wonder if that means they're not adolescents yet. Either that or they passed through adolescence and you've forgotten. Genevieve says, for you, dear Dr. Joy. Well, thanks, Genevieve. I appreciate that. This is a cool one. Carrie says, for the use of my legs, I injured both my knees very badly just over a year ago, and I couldn't walk for a couple months. Now I don't take my knees for granted, and I am so thankful each day. You know, there is that something. At one point, there were people who had near-death experiences, and somebody wrote a book about it maybe 20 years ago, and they talked about the halo effect, that people who would actually not only had near-death experiences, but had actually... their heart had stopped, so that they had actually died and then come back. So I guess that's near death and then coming back. I don't know exactly what we'd call it. And the first thing, I remember sitting on my grandmother's bed years ago and having her talk about the white light long before anybody had ever written about it, and seeing my grandfather. So, you know, apparently it's a real phenomenon, and I don't know whether it's the brain becoming anoxic or whatever, but it's commonly enough reported. And you could argue that it's been written about so many times that everybody just sort of assumes that's what happened to them. But this was before there was any writing about it. So, which it's always, you know, it was always really interesting to me that she had mentioned it long before anybody had written about it. So and of course, if your grandmother tells you, it must be true. That was number one. Number two, there's something called the halo effect, which is for about a year, not necessarily a lot longer than that, which to me is very interesting. And Carrie falls well into that category, that there's this sense of people who've had, you know, who've died and then come back, that they talk about colors being brighter and sounds being more vivid and just an enhanced experience. But interestingly enough, it lasts for about a year, which I suppose is kind of logical, in that just as adrenaline is sort of a short-term response, that's why fear can really be overcome, is that your body just isn't made to be constantly fearful. It's just not. So if you can get through that first couple of, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, you're usually okay. Probably true about hunger, too. It's very likely true about a lot of things. Love may last a little longer, but where was I? I saw a cynical movie that said 3 months of bliss and a lifetime of misery, which was talking about love. Pretty cynical. At any rate, the human body isn't really set up for intense emotions over long periods of time, which is kind of interesting if you think about it, whether it's hunger or fear or ecstasy or love or anything else. Kind of interesting. At any rate, Anna says she's grateful for my family and friends and Dr. Joy. Thank you. David, this is a scary one. Still being alive after being hit by a car. I would guess. There's nothing like that, right? To kind of put things in perspective. This is another David. We have two Davids in a row. I'm grateful for the resurgence of the spirit of the working class. All over America, people are standing up to unfair working conditions once again. More on this later. Well, there you go. David, you're going to be really interested in a documentary which I've mentioned yesterday, which I don't think is out yet, but it should be. You can keep an eye out for it. And I don't think maybe it is a Netflix. Netflix is doing a whole lot of very cool programming, including documentaries, original documentaries. It's called We Are Giants, about revolution, which is basic. Well, revolution historically has been handled by one of really two classes. Class is kind of a strange word, isn't it? Even though it may be accurate. One is students, and that's a relatively modern phenomenon, and having to do with the internet and probably time on your hands and idealism and access to people who have some time on their hands and are idealistic and yada yada. and also the working class. And if you think about it, those two are not do not necessarily overlap, at least historically. The working class tend to be less educated, and that students tend to be more elite. But and coming together. And that's maybe that's part of the resurgence of students sort of deciding to, and maybe it just occurred to me what the link might be is kids having a hard time getting a job, which means that they're students who may become blue collar inadvertently. Interesting phenomenon. You'll have to call me at some point and tell me all about that. Jerry says, I was raised in a decent family. I'm grateful I was raised in a decent family and in the USA. Life could have been so different, worse, and you don't realize that till you're grown. With the political situation being what it is, I think any woman alive today needs to be incredibly grateful that she was born in, you know, the United States or Canada. That women worldwide, I mean, I think about, I'm sure I would have been hung as a witch years ago if I'd been born in some other country or in some other age. You know, the idea of having a lot of energy and questioning authority and having kind of an offbeat sense of humor was not popular if you were the female gender. I'm not sure it's popular under any circumstances most of the time, but certainly if you're going to be born female, I think you better be born in America or Canada. Rika, my friend just posted this thought of his. If you would, this is very cool. Listen to this. If you would lose everything you have and then get it all back, wouldn't you be happy? So why aren't you now? Let me read that again because I think it's very profound. If you were to lose everything you have and then get it all back, wouldn't you be happy? So why are you not now? And Rika says, so I decided to be grateful for everything. I think that's really, really cool. All right, so maybe all, you guys can all steal that without giving attribution. Actually, it's Marika's friend, and you don't even have to mention either. I think Marika probably wouldn't be upset, and I'm certainly not going to be upset if you steal it and sort of use that on your Thanksgiving. We used to, well, I'll tell you about that next hour. Scott says, my life. Let me do two more of these, then we'll do something else. Robbie says, I'm grateful for St. John's wort. Andy says, health, because I'm not in pain. Family, because they are here. Alrighty? Give me a holler, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.